Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. High Commissioner for Refugees, Your Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Chairperson, first and foremost, I bring the best wishes and warm greetings from Malawi, the warm heart of Africa, to this conference. I would also like to thank the government and people of Switzerland for their warm hospitality, according to all delegates to the conference, since our arrival in this beautiful city of Geneva. Let me join the area speakers in congratulating you, Chairperson, on your appointment to lead the deliberations of the 67th session of the UNHCR Executive Committee EXCOM 2016. I also wish to convey the government of Malawi appreciation to the High Commissioners for the wonderful work and support provided in the management of refugee operations in Malawi. The statement made underscores UNHCR's continued commitment to assist governments in curbing and containing the refugee situation, internally displaced and stateless individuals across the continents. Let me thank the UNHCR staff for the excellent humanitarian operations worldwide. It is the wish of the government of Malawi that the good work will continue in the years to come. We fully associate ourselves with a statement made by Sudan on behalf of the African group. Chairperson, allow me to assure you that by acceding to the 1951 UN Convention and 1969 OAU Convention, the government of Malawi made a strong commitment in the management of refugees' issues. We have maintained open borders and have been hosting refugees for over four decades. Refugees are allowed to stay until the conditions are safe enough for their respective countries. This was also the case with the Mozambican refugees who were in Malawi between 1985 and 96. Malawi is currently hosting over 30,000 individuals from the Great Lakes region and the Horn of Africa. Among other countries, refugees are accorded equal rights and protection under Malawi Constitution and are not restricted from engaging in self-employment within and around the designated areas of residence. Those with rare professional qualifications are recognized and employed upon issuance of relevant permits. Funds permitting, it is the government's desire to enable refugees to become self-reliant and not to rely on food and handouts. In this connection, I wish to call for support for increased financial assistance. We appreciate the support rendered by the operating and implementing partners. Those include World Food Programme, Jesuit Refugee Service, Plan Malawi, Participatory Rural Development Organizations, World University Service of Canada, Oxfam, UNICEF, Care International, World Vision, just to mention a few. Chairperson, Malawi continues to be concerned with increased problems of mixed migration. These people avoid official border posts and claim to be asylum seekers after being intercepted. We hope to continue strengthening our screening systems in order to curb the malpractice. The situation has, however, not improved. We continue to receive over 300 individuals every month. This has developed into a protracted situation that might last longer than expected. Chairperson, our food distributing agency, World Food Programme, has been experiencing challenges this year to fulfill the monthly food requirements. With this in mind, we would like to make, once again, a request to the international community to assist the government of Malawi through resettling some of the refugees to their countries. We would like to express our gratitude to the United States of America, Canada, and Australia, among others that have allowed the resettlement of some of the refugees from Malawi. Be pledging more food aid to World Food Programme to help improve the food requirements. See, lobbying refugee originating states in the Horn of Africa and the Great Lakes region to encourage their people to voluntarily repatriate. Malawi, being a strong advocate for voluntary repatriation as one of the durable solutions, stands ready to facilitate this process. And pledging more financial resources to initiating programs aimed at promoting self-reliance among refugees. In conclusion, Chairperson and distinguished members, let me assure the meeting that Malawi remains committed to the management of refugees together with UNHCR and other partners in the best interest of the people we all care for. I thank you for your attention.